Welcome back to the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789. It's 844-967-2789. You can text us at that same number. And while we're at it, talking about the Republicans and, you know, Tim Michaels and, you know, running against Governor Doyle. Governor Evers. And what Governor Evers has done, you know, there's a clear distinction between Governor Evers, who he is, what he represents, and what Tim Michaels is and what he represents. A clear distinction. Tim Michaels is concerned solely about the well-off. No questions whatsoever. That's who he is. He's trying to make it seem as if he's the average everyday Joe. He's not. He's never been. And yet the average everyday Joe, a Joe Q Republican, it falls for that. Can't see the forest for the trees. As wealthy as Tim Michaels is, he doesn't understand your reality. Never been there. Never had to want. You know? And so the resources that he has, you and I will never accumulate those. He didn't create the business. His dad did. He was born with a silver spoon in his mouth. He was born on third base. So when you hear him talking about what he created, create anything. He was given the opportunity. He was blessed. He was born into a situation that where he never had to want for anything. Many of you on the right, who struggle every day, somehow thinks you have something, that he has something in common with you? Ridiculous. Now, my next situation or issue that I wanted to deal with is the Mandela Barnes, the media, and the way the media is talking about candidate Mandela Barnes, Lieutenant Governor Mandela Barnes, and a candidate for United States Senate. Let me see. Connor, you're 21?
Yep.
21. I remember when I was 21. Believe it or not, I remember when I was 21. And so I was 21, 57 years ago I was 21. Oh, wait a minute. No, 47 years ago I was 21.
Okay. Because you said you were, what, 68? Right?
So I have trouble with math.
No, you're fine. You're good.
But my point is, 47 years ago, did I do some things at 21? That I probably wouldn't do at 68? Yes. Is there anybody amongst us who have not changed our outlook on things all these years later? We all have. Because what we are at 21... we've evolved. Everybody has. And even as brilliant as Connor is, once he gains life experience, he's going to be a monster. He's a monster now. But give him some life experience and see. What am I talking about? I'm talking about Mandela Barnes. So, So 13 years ago, kind of, Mandela Barnes was your age. And college guy. And so, you know, there was a lingerie party that he was a part of. And so they had some fun. They had a lingerie party. They didn't make the young women wear lingerie. They chose to wear lingerie. They chose to be a part of a party.
Is this the controversy?
Yes. Hey. So.
I'm sorry. I thought it was something like more than this.
No.
Is it literally just because he went to a lingerie party? No, because
they said that his name was on it as one of the people who was a part of setting it up. And
how does going to a party with lingerie affect your ability to be able to understand domestic policy? I don't see the correlation here.
Well, Republicans do. Okay. So listen to this, man. Listen to this. And I really kind of blame the media, because they've been making a big deal of this. I look on television and you've got, as Donald Trump and others say, the mainstream media asking Mandela Barnes about this from 13 years ago. Who did he harm? Who did he harm? How in the world is that an issue? How is it a story? You know, from 13 years ago. But listen to this. A 2009 lingerie party co-hosted by Mandela Barnes is under fresh scrutiny as Election Day draws near. A social media post about the party that listed Barnes as a co-host said ratchets will be turned away. The bouncers will be handing out free choke slams and sleeper holds to men who show up. The post also advertised prizes for women going their hardest in their Victoria's Secret lingerie. Okay. You're waiting for something, right?
I'm like, where's the controversy?
That's it. Okay. So this is what the news media, the mainstream news media, is asking questions of Mandela Barnes, Lieutenant Governor Barnes, and candidate for the United States Senate from 13 years ago about this issue. You can't find something real? You can't find something that could disqualify him because he is leading in the polls? You have to dig this up because Republicans and conservatives are digging this up, and you as the media don't have the guts to say, hey, that's a non-issue. That doesn't mean anything. Look at what's happening in our nation. And so we should want the best person for that position. And you're not disqualified because at 22 years old, you went to a lingerie party.
Yeah.
For heaven's sakes. I'm talking to you, Republicans, because nobody else is going to talk to you like this. But you don't have the courage to respond, because this is who we're talking and dealing with. Now listen to this. In 2018, Mandela said, Mandela Barnes' ties to the lingerie party, barring ratchets, could haunt his Wisconsin Senate bid. What? Haunt his Senate bid? What are you talking about? If we're measuring people and their qualifications and qualities on something that happened 13 years ago, how the hell did Donald Trump get to be the president of the United States with his record? I'm talking to you, Republicans. You're listening. I know you're listening. But I'm not done with you yet. Let me move on. Now, I understand the Republican part of this, right? I don't understand the regular media. I'm watching this and they're asking, you know, Barnes questions about, you know, well, why did you do that? Was your name on there? And what do you think? And what were your thoughts back then? What the hell are you talking about? What was his thoughts at 22 years old? Wanting to be around a bunch of lingerie-clad women.
Yeah, like that's not completely normal at all.
Man, what are we talking about?
I don't understand it. I think a lot of conservatives, I think specifically in Wisconsin, like to... just in their perspective with what a politician should be, it's not a public service agent, which is what the Constitution says, that we're supposed to provide for the general welfare, and you have certain public servants, politicians. Their entire perspective is trying to follow this cult of personality who has this impeccable character, right?
What? They don't have any.
There lies the problem. Hypocrisy in that, like, as soon as... Like Trump is acceptable because he doesn't have to play. He doesn't have to have that character because he's the hero, right? He's the one that's going after the deep state. So any single thing that happens that's negligible on his character, it's, yeah, he does this, but his entire mission of trying to take down this authoritarian, this elitist establishment governmental machine supersedes, right, any character flaws, right? And then that's why they're able to have that opinion, then simultaneously criticize Mandela Barnes, because, like, Mandela Barnes isn't the hero saving, you know, the country from these large-scale elites. He's just some statewide politician, so we can just poke holes at his character, because politicians shouldn't just be public servicemen. They should be these figureheads for movements, which is, Republicans have been on that since Richard Nixon, honestly. Listen.
Well said. You know, I couldn't have added anything to what it is you just said. It's right on point. But here again, Barnes has a history of downplaying his scandals. What scandal? Where is there a scandal? 844-967-2789. Because they're going to continue to talk about this all the way through November. And I'm calling them out. Back it up where it makes some sense. You know, you Republicans got to go to a break. 844-967-2789. We'll be right back. Did that come out, man? 1974?
Sarah Smile?
Yeah, got to be somewhere around there. 78, 76?
Came out, it's looking like 1975.
I told you, so yep. 75. So listen, so let me see if I got it right. So in 1975, did I ever do something that I shouldn't have done? Hey, man, Come on, man. You know, yeah, I didn't hurt anybody. Mandela Barnes didn't hurt anybody. Listen to this, man. Mandela Barnes is out of touch that he thinks hosting lingerie parties and not paying taxes is just a day in the life of the average Wisconsinite, he's not qualified to represent Wisconsin in the U.S. Senate.
Is that real?
Yes, this is real. So let me.
What article is that from?
This is from WisconsinPolitics.com. Mm. So let me say this to you all. Did I ever fall behind on my property taxes? Yes. People who aren't wealthy and born with silver spoons in their mouths from time to time will fall behind on their property taxes. The thing is, he caught up. He didn't commit a crime. But the only way you can attempt to defeat Mandela Barnes is through this slander. Now let's talk about the guy he's running against. Ron Johnson. I tried to dig up some of the things on Ron Johnson. I wouldn't have had enough time for the rest of the week to talk about why he's should be disqualified from being a United States Senator. For real issues. For real issues. Not for some fabricated and made up issues. Ron Johnson's record is horrendous. His track record, he's always on the wrong side of issues that impact and affect the average voter of the state of Wisconsin. The people who struggle to make it from day to day, who do the right things. So we've heard the things that they've been able to dig up on Mandela Barnes, which don't amount to a hill of beans. But I understand why the Republicans are doing what they're doing, because Ron Johnson is in a position to lose his seat. He's going to lose it. And he's going to lose his seat because of who he is and who he supported. Not because he went to a lingerie party, you know, when he was 22 years old. Let's go to Eric. Hey, Eric, how you doing, man?
Pretty good, Earl. How about yourself?
Did you do something at 22, like go to a lingerie party, you know?
At 22, I was going to places where they took the lingerie off. You know, who wasn't, right? I mean, among us all, right. How many of us weren't?
Right.
So that's a tame party. That's a tame party. So, yeah, to me, Earl, this kind of comes down to, you know, a term I've heard before, which is race talk. You know, this is just kind of like who makes up the majority of white Wisconsin voters? It's white folks, right? So, like, this story just kind of triggers amygdalas, you know, all the lizard brains of every white person in the state. It really does. It's like, oh, look at what the black guy's doing. I mean, that's what it's all about. None of these, you know, there's no solid story there at all. Same thing with the taxes and the parking tickets. I mean, I had tons of parking tickets
so
I had to pay for years out of living in Milwaukee.
So did
I. You know, I mean, I've dealt with property tax bills and been close to late, if not late, you know, whatever, but made up for it. I mean, it's just human. You know, these things happen. So, and the guy's, you know, he's in his 20s at this time, early 30s, whatever.
No, he was 20. Oh,
I'm away from that.
Yeah,
13 years ago. And not to mention this is a 13-year-old story, of course.
Yes. So you know, why is...
But,
why
and
is
and the... those that bite and haven't convinced themselves that kind of thought is troublesome, well, you know, it's all about casting doubt. It's just like what they did with, you know, Hillary in 16. They didn't so much convince him to vote Republican, but they just cast doubt enough that they just decide not to vote.
So
you know, they're just looking for some of that.
So
they're
Eric,
reaching.
Eric, my thing is, okay, is that what we just talked about, is that reason enough to disqualify somebody from being a United States Senator? And I get what the Republicans are doing, but my thing is I'm watching the media, Channel 12, the guys, or Channel 4, the guys standing there with a microphone asking Mandela Barnes about that.
Right. Well, again, everyone's got, you know, they're all looking to sell ads. You know, news exists to sell advertising. So if it bleeds, it leads. If they can lead with a scandal story, even if it's, you know, a nothing burger, as they say.
Yeah.
It's going to sell some ads that day, whatever it might be. And again, it triggers people in this state. You know, it's just
It say about the people?
But I'll tell you what, Earl, they're haymakers. It's haymakers.
Yeah, it is.
At this point in time, this early in the race, there are months to go. There's months to go, and they're throwing haymakers at this point.
Well, that's because Ron Johnson continues to open his mouth and put his foot in it.
The two-term incumbent senator is already behind.
Hey, Eric, we got to go to break, man. Thank you very much for the call. 844-967-2789. We'll be back. Won't you laugh, sir? Welcome back to the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789. That's 844-967-2789. You can text us at the same number. Ron Johnson, Senator Ron Johnson, the great senator from Wisconsin. Let's check him out. You know, we're going to talk about Mandela Barnes. Don't forget, he committed a major crime, man. He was at a lingerie party when he was 22. Oh, he wasn't just there. He helped put it on. Man, what an evil, evil guy. Now, Ron Johnson. What has Ron Johnson done? Ron Johnson puts himself first, not Wisconsin. Ron Johnson admitted that his businesses benefited as did his donors from other businesses as he helped support a tax break that benefited the wealthy, not the average person. Don't expect an apology from Ron Johnson or any help. Ron Johnson has clearly let you know what side of the fence he's on. He's not on the side that the average Joe is dealing from. He clearly has set his plan into motion that as long as he's in office, he's there to support people in wrong, not people in right. Listen to this. Johnson is among Republican legislators who participated in a months-long multifarious attempted coup following the 2020 presidential election. In the days leading up to January 6, 2021's congressional certification of the election, Johnson announced his intent to object to the inclusion of some states from the certification, which would have disenfranchised millions of voters and amplified lies, conspiracy theories, and preposterous legal theories about purported fraud. Then on January 6th, Johnson attempted to change Wisconsin and Michigan votes by submitting fraudulent electors to Congress for consideration instead of electors certified by the state. He ultimately did not vote to exclude any states from the Electoral College, however. The January 6, 2021 insurrection at the Capitol disrupted Congress count of electors that determined the outcome of the presidential election with the goal to prevent President Joe Biden from taking office. Supported Donald Trump at every turn. As you know, that's not an issue that he supported a criminal at every turn. We know who Donald Trump is. Everybody knows who he is. If you support a criminal, what does that make you? Look, I'm not supporting anybody in wrong. I don't care who you are, Democrat, Republican, my brother, my sister, my family members, my own children. I don't support anybody in wrong. And I'm certainly not going to support a man, the most powerful person on earth, in wrong. Unless you yourself, you know, have that predisposition yourself. Let's go to Sussex and Gary. Gary, what's going on?
Well, you know, I can understand why you're concerned today.
What do you mean?
When the media turns on Mandela Barnes, that's a little scary. They must know something that We don't all know.
What are you talking about, man?
First of all,
he was at a lingerie party.
He sponsored
so
a lingerie
what?
Party. And if your daughter was there, how would you feel about it? Huh?
I mean, if my daughter were 21 and could make her own decisions, I don't think that.
Calling ratchet.
Did you hear what young Connor just said? Connor, go ahead.
Yeah, if my daughter were 21 and could make her own decisions, I wouldn't care. And the term ratchet is slang that's been used since I was like.
Where is that a criminal?
Trashy women, and that's degrading to women, and this is going to hurt.
Who's any more degrading to women than Donald Trump? He's the president. He was the president of the United States.
You didn't hold him to that standard.
So how dare you?
I am not defending his.
No, I don't care.
His morality at all.
Well,
he is a pig.
Well, okay, so I don't understand. Gary, I don't understand. You and I are different people because your morality is more important than your policies to me. If you lack character and are an amoral person, I'm not giving you my vote. I don't care what your policies are. That's the difference between you and I.
Earl, I told you many times, when I voted for Donald Trump, I held my nose and I asked God to forgive me for what I'm about to do.
That's ridiculous, man.
I told you that.
That's ridiculous. Why would you ask God, why would you vote for him? If you had to hold your nose to vote for him.
I could not vote for Hillary Clinton and the Clinton regime. I'm sorry, I just couldn't. I mean, she didn't get elected because she's got her scandals, and she's going to be facing these scandals.
So what scandals did Donald Trump have, man?
It's a lesser of two evils scenario, and he just chose Trump.
Earl,
I don't want to get a stroke. I mean, you and I are friends. I mean, you know, we do like each other. I know that, okay? And Connor's a really nice young man, too, but the fact is, I'm not defending anybody. I'm just saying, when the media turns on you, that's a problem.
So wait a minute. So the media did not turn on Mandela Barnes. Let me clarify.
Bringing it up.
Now let me clarify. So they're bringing it up because the Republicans brought it up.
Yeah, I mean.
Let's be clear.
Why didn't they just hide it? The New York Times hides everything.
Gary, it's a non-issue. How in the world is that an issue for a person to say that you shouldn't be qualified to run for the United States Senate because when you were 22, you even if your name was on the lingerie party, what crime did he commit? None. Zero. So what are we talking about?
What did they do to Brett Kavanaugh? When he's tried to become a Supreme Court justice, bringing up stuff that he did in college all the time. Right, Connor?
Hey, the last time I checked, hey, Gary, let me tell you the difference.
Go ahead.
The last time I checked, Brett Kavanaugh was accused of having molested women. There's a major difference here, sir. So
she turned out to be a liar.
No, wait a minute, man.
No proof.
Hey, wait. You tried to make the comparison. What I'm telling you is there is no comparison. So you reach to try to find a comparison. There is not.
No. The fact is that she went out there and told Brett that she said Brett Kavanaugh tried to rape her. But the thing is, there was nobody that said anything. She never said anything for years. And all of a sudden, now she brings up years later.
Hey, Gary.
Give me a break.
Again, no comparison to what they're talking about with Mandela Barnes.
I'm telling you. I'm not a person without sin myself at 21, okay? I'm not saying that. I'm saying that when the media goes out there and starts broadcasting the stuff rather than burying it, they must think that there's a story behind it.
Listen,
and it
Gary,
might be the character.
The only reason,
you know?
What do you mean the character? I know the young man.
The character.
I know his character.
Come on, I'm not saying he's a bad person, but I'm saying he has a track record of doing things that other people normally pay tickets, pay their taxes and pay everything
else. Now, let me tell you something, Gary. When I was a young man, I had parking tickets, and I would pile them up. Okay, So what are we talking about then? So all of us had parking tickets when we were young men. Now, did I ever fall behind on my property taxes? Yes. Is that criminal? No. So why are we trying to make that an issue?
Record of not paying back school loans, paying property tax, not paying tickets.
It's showing a little bit of irresponsibility.
It's not one thing.
Hey, Gary.
It's a number of things. I'm not saying he's a bad person and he shouldn't run for office. I'm saying the point that I'm making is when the media brings it up, there's something going on.
They could have buried the story. Again, I'm challenging the media for not having the courage I'm challenging the media to not have the courage to say this is a non-story, because the Republicans brought it up for a reason. They have no choice but to try to besmirch his character, because the guy who's in the seat has already proven his lack of character. Ron Johnson, there's a record, clearly a record, to distinguish who and what Ron Johnson is, and that's why he's behind to a young 35-year-old, as many will say, had a lingerie party. He had a lingerie party, and we don't need to see in 90 days. The issue is, why is it that he's losing now? An incumbent senator, two-term senator, is losing to a basic novice. It's because of the lack of character of Ron Johnson.
Hey, call the media, call Channel 12.
I don't have to call anybody.
Yeah, but you can ask because you do have a good question.
Hey, listen, I'm surprised too
that they brought it up too.
I told you I know why, man. Thank you very much for the call. Let's go to CJ. CJ.
Yeah, thanks for taking my call, Earl. Gary's right, but...
He's right about what?
The Marquette...
He's right about what?
When people find out about Mandela Barnes, and I don't
find
care
out
about
what
21-year-old issue...
Find out what?
I tell you what.
No, CJ, find out what?
Let me answer. How about the fact that his part of his platform is defund the police?
Never
hear that from you, Earl. That was part of his platform.
Hey.
Now he's going to back off of it because he knows he has to.
Let me say this to you. Just because somebody says defund the police is not a reason to disqualify them from anything. Saying defund the police is not a crime. It's not a crime, whether he said it or not.
No, but there is a lot of crime because of what that says.
What's that? Well, okay, so explain that to me, CJ, because I'm not as brilliant. I'm not as brilliant as you. Tell me how there's a lot of crime from saying defund the police.
Look at our state.
Don't say something. That you can't back up with thought, which is what you do all the time.
Ask the business owners, Earl. Hey, CJ, did you hear me early?
Did you hear me early on in the show when I told you I was there? You weren't there.
Yeah.
I was there. Okay?
What? You saw the buildings burn? You saw the looting? You saw the vandalism?
CJ.
What a proud moment.
CJ. This is why dealing with people such as you want to vilify and make that the how horrible a situation that was, but yet you want to minimize what took place in Washington, D.C.
I didn't say
No, but you do every day. But you do every day. You do everything you can to minimize that situation. I was in Kenosha.
I said that those people should be prosecuted.
Yeah.
How many times?
Yeah. You may say it, but you don't mean it. Let me tell you something.
Find out about Mandela Barnes. Defund the police. They're not going to vote for it.
If all people are looking for as a reason to vote for whether somebody should be in office is they said defund the police, then
Ron
the
Johnson's
people, then the people.
Right on every issue.
He has.
Yes. To put more. How many jobs? As a job creator.
Ron Johnson said. Ron Johnson said that he wanted to take away and change Social Security and Medicare. He's right on that issue, right?
Hey,
listen, got to go to a break. 844-967-2789. We'll be back. Welcome back to the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789. You text us at that same number. You know, to listen to CJ, well, I agree with everything Ron Johnson has done. Ron Johnson has done some atrocious things. And so I'm not going to let somebody talk about it. I let him do it, but he's not going to get away with it without being admonished. To talk about Mandela Barnes and talk about him as if he's an evil, hateful person based on the information that's out here, and then allow him to agree with a man of Ron Johnson's character and to see the things that Ron Johnson has done. And Ron Johnson has a record. And his record is being played out every day by the National Democratic Party. The state Democratic Party. Nobody's fabricating anything. These are the words of Ron Johnson. These are the deeds of Ron Johnson. His record is clear. So, you know, CJ can, you know, say I'm going to support Ron Johnson all he wants and support Ron Johnson. But the truth should be there. And that's what we just laid out. Connor, you were saying.
Yeah, I mean, oh man, that's something to listen to every day, honestly, just you guys going back and forth but about that. But yeah, with this, it's just so frustrating because it's like it's the hypocrisy. And I explained it earlier why they excuse Trump for some of the similar behaviors. But like with I think it was Gary, you know, what he was talking about. Oh, it's offensive to women, and it's, or at least the terminology that he was using, the entire ratchet terminology, the slang for trashy women and stuff, and all of it. Like, and then him also insinuating that the media has something else, like just some other thing they're just waiting on. I mean, if the media had something that was as terrible as you're insinuating, then they would probably release it now. But they thought this was their smoking gun, and it obviously isn't. And so it's more believable, not that they, because the media is not the arbiter of truth or the arbiter of narrative, right? And a lot of these media companies are narrative-driven platforms, like CNN and Fox News aren't classified as.
Well, this was a local news channel.
Yeah,
so.
but I mean, I saw this story being read on Fox News as well.
Right.
And so like these platforms are not sources for objective information, you know, they're classified as creative establishments, right? And they're started by individuals that had, like Ted Turner, for example, in CNN. He has his hands in many different versions of entertainment. It's about trying to pull a narrative. It's not about trying to tell what is true. So every single news media story, it doesn't really actually matter where it comes from, at least from, you know, from what I've researched, has a sense of bias to it. And it's our job as individual agents to circumvent all the different narratives to figure out something that's most reasonable. And in this situation, it's most reasonable just to think like that this is a complete nothing burger.
So,
that's the most reasonable option.
So I understand the CNN, Fox News, I understand those types of outlets and the narratives that you're talking about, but local news stations, mm-hmm. To follow that and to put that out there, because Republicans are pushing that, which is, you know, it's the Republicans pushing that story.
Yeah. And also one thing that I was reading an article about, and Mandela pointed this out himself. He said that these, and this is something that goes out to Gary as well. It's like, you can't, when it comes to being oppressive or offensive against women, what's more important are issues like the gender wage gap.
You know? Well, so
what's more important, and these same Republicans, right? They're not as vocal about these issues.
So, Connor, I don't even want to get to that part of it, because you can't talk about what's offensive to women, and that Mandela and those types of things are offensive to women, when the former president of the United States had over 25 accusers,
yeah, 100%
of him physically assaulting them, and then you dismiss that and say, "Well, you know, I didn't think his character was so good, but I had to vote for him anyway." Well, then if that's the case, then don't turn around and try to impugn Mandela Barnes' character, and even because you say it in a nice manner, that somehow, you know, that goes down easier.
Yeah.
It is not. You can't say that you support the Viper, you know, and because of his policies.
Yeah.
And dismiss everything else. So Donald Trump's policies, and Donald Trump is a criminal. And time is going to bear that out. And so what does it say about the people who continue to support a man that they see? His record is clear. Every day you see what Donald Trump has done. Man, if you counted the amount of cases that are against him in the courts, he alone has all the courts locked up, because every day there's a different issue with this man. And yet you support that. I'm not going to, again, be silent to see people try to impugn the character of a young man who hasn't done any of those things.
Yeah.
And so you want to do that for what? Because you know that Ron Johnson is on the ropes. Whoever that is on the phone, just bring him up. Mm-hmm. All right, who do we have on the line?
This is Jack from Milwaukee.
All right, Jack, go ahead quickly.
Okay, I just wanted to rebut that squirrel from Sussex. You know, he's a 75-year-old man that is probably on Social Security and Medicare, and he's supporting this jagoff Johnson that wants to take away
Social Security from him. Gary's not 75, yeah, but go ahead.
Well, whatever. He's on Social Security and Medicare, and he wants to bite the hand that feeds him. John Johnson is telling you, put it in the stock market.
Right.
Have you seen the stock market lately? The Dow is down. The NASDAQ's down. The S&P is down. Hey, all I got to say is, Gary's nuts. Grab him.
Hey, thank you very much for the call. I happen to know Gary. Gary's a nice guy, you know, misguided, because if he thinks what Ron Johnson is talking about is going to be beneficial to everybody, he's wrong. And Social Security and Medicare, which is what our last caller is talking about, Ron Johnson is talking about interfering with that, and he'll pay a price for that, as he should. Got to go to a break. When we come back, we're going to be joined by Dr. Robert Craig, Executive Director of Citizen Action. You're tuned into the Earl Ingram Show. Be right back.
Now looking at your clock, you know that it's time to hear real ill beat combinated with rhymes brought to you by the person at the T-O-P. That be G-O-D, and I be T-I-P, the promoter of the flyness. Witness what Iris of this lane, and he came, but I'm the Royal Highness. Don't you ever forget who put that pep in your step. We made it cool to wear medallions and say hotel. And this beat is something that you can't recover from. You better all join in the force, because we can't be done. Listen, we on this mission and it's a go. So welcome to the Renaissance in stereo. It's the Renaissance.